Ramayana Aranyakanda, Part 12. And thereafter, while combing the forest, Ram and Lakshman came upon the fallen Jatayu, who was lying in a pool of blood. Ram thought that he was a Rakshasa disguised as a bird who had devoured Sita and was now resting. Thus, as Ram approached, he fitted an arrow to his bow, ready to release it. However, upon drawing near, Ram could understand that it was Jatayu, and that he had been fatally wounded while trying to rescue Sita from the clutches of Ravana. Understanding the situation, Ram threw his bow aside and embraced Jatayu. Seeing the plight of his servant, Ram became doubly aggrieved. He anxiously asked, "O Jatayu, please tell me everything you know about Sita and her abductor." The dying Jatayu related all that had happened and then commented, "Ravana took Sita away at the time of day known as Vindha. If a person loses something at that time, surely that person will reclaim it very soon. Oh, my dear Ram, do not be overly aggrieved because of Sita, for you shall certainly regain her after killing that Rakshasa king in battle." Then, as Jatayu described the exalted lineage of Ravana, he gasped his last breath while uttering, "Ra, Ra, Ra." Ram then told Lakshman, "I am more saddened by the death of Jatayu, who gave his life for my sake, than by the kidnapping of Sita. Go, bring some wood, so that we may cremate his body. Let it be known that Jatayu will attain the highest destination as a reward for his service to me." Lakshman then prepared the funeral pyre, and Ram placed Jatayu's body upon it and lit the fire. The brothers made offerings for the benefit of Jatayu's departed soul and chanted Vedic mantras. Ram and Lakshman then went to the banks of the river Godavari to offer oblations of water and then took bath. After thus completing the funeral ceremonies, Ram and Lakshman again fixed their minds upon the task of finding Sita and continued to wander the forest. Traveling toward the southwest, they reached an untrodden land overgrown with trees and bushes. After passing through that region with great difficulty, they left the Dandaka forest and entered the Krauncha forest. After passing through that, Ram and Lakshman entered another dense jungle. There, they were suddenly confronted by a huge Rakshasi standing before a large cave. The ghastly Rakshasi, with her long, sharp teeth, large protruding belly and hard skin, quickly stepped forward, catching Lakshman by the hand. "Oh, my dear handsome hero, please come with me and revel in this delightful forest." The Rakshasi then embraced Lakshman. "I am yours. Take me as your beloved wife." In reply, Lakshman angrily drew his sword and cut off the Rakshasi's ears, nose, and breasts. Bleeding and screaming with pain, the Rakshasi fled. Then, Ram and Lakshman continued on as before. But then, Ram suddenly said, "My left arm is throbbing, and my mind feels perturbed. O Lakshman, we should prepare for imminent danger." A moment later, they heard the frightful cry of a Vanjulaka bird, and Lakshman remarked, "No, this indicates that victory will be ours." After Ram and Lakshman proceeded some distance into the forest, a loud noise was heard as a storm suddenly began brewing. Searching out the source of the noise, Ram and Lakshman proceeded cautiously with swords in hand. And before long, they came upon a huge Rakshasa with no head, no neck, no legs, and a gigantic mouth located in the middle of its belly. The Rakshasa was as big as a mountain, with sharp, bristling hair all over its body. On its chest were two fiery eyes, and its long arms stretched out for 8 miles, enabling the Rakshasa to easily catch large animals to eat. Although Ram and Lakshman retreated to a distance of 2 miles after seeing the monster, the Rakshasa suddenly captured them in his grasp, squeezing so tightly that Ram and Lakshman were made helpless. Although Ram did not feel threatened, Lakshman felt despondent. "O Ram, you should offer me as a sacrifice to this Rakshasa in exchange for your own life. After that, you can continue your search for Sita." While Ram encouraged Lakshman not to be afraid, the Rakshasa suddenly spoke, "My name is Kabandha, and it is very fortunate that you have come to my forest, because I have been hungry for a long time. Since you are the food which Providence has provided for me, I think that you will have a very difficult time keeping your precious lives." "Oh, my dear brother Ram, we should quickly save ourselves by cutting off this Rakshasa's arms with our swords." Upon hearing this, Kabandha became furious and immediately opened his fearful mouth wide, hoping to devour Ram and Lakshman at once. However, before Kabandha could even do so, Ram severed his right arm and Lakshman cut off his left. Thus, the Rakshasa fell to the ground, bathed in his own blood. In an anguished voice, Kabandha called out, "Who are you?" "This here is Ram, a Kshatriya in the line of King Ikshvaku, and I am his brother Lakshman. And we have come here searching for Ram's wife Sita, who has been kidnapped by the king of the Rakshasas, Ravana." Kabandha was overjoyed to hear the name of Ram. The Rakshasa then said, "Oh, I am so fortunate that you have come here to redeem me. Please listen as I explain how I acquired this ghastly form. For you see, in my last life, I was the son of Dhanu. By performing great austerities, I satisfied Lord Brahma and was granted the benediction of a long duration of life. After receiving this boon, however, I became very proud, thinking that my arch enemy Indra could no longer harm me. Thereafter, when I attacked the King of Heaven on the battlefield, he hurled his thunderbolt at me. And when the thunderbolt struck, my head and legs were forced into my body. Finding myself thus in such a wretched condition, I begged Indra to kill me. However, he refused, saying that to do so would falsify the words of Lord Brahma. At last, when I asked Indra how I could survive without a head, he placed my mouth in the middle of my belly and made my arms 8 miles long. Indra then declared, 'And when Ram and Lakshman come before you, then you shall regain your original heavenly form.' And ever since that time, I have been catching creatures with my long arms, stuffing them into my mouth, and hoping that one day I would catch that Ram mentioned by King Indra. Once, I harassed a certain rishi who cursed me to retain this horrible form for all eternity. I tearfully begged the rishi to prescribe some end to my plight, and he confirmed that I would regain my original form only after being cremated by Ram. So now I have been delivered by you, and after my death, I will direct you to a powerful ally who will help you to attain your desired goal. O Kabanda, my wife Sita has been kidnapped by Ravana, the king of the Rakshasas. However, I only know of his name. I know nothing else about him concerning his appearance or place of residence. I will now throw you into a big pit and cremate your body so that you can attain your desired destination. And in return, you must give me some information about this Ravana. O Ram, I am very sorry, but I do not know anything about Ravana. After being cremated, however, I will inform you of a person who has traveled throughout the three worlds. Surely, he will be able to assist you in locating this king of the Rakshasas. And thereafter, Ram and Lakshman took Kabanda into a mountain cave, placing his body upon the funeral pyre that Lakshman had prepared. Because it was so fat, when the body began to burn, it looked just like a huge lump of burning ghee. Then, from out of the fire arose Kabanda in his original celestial form, dressed in fine garments and decorated with ornaments and garlands. After taking his seat upon a celestial chariot pulled by swans, Kabanda then said, O Ram, political misfortune can be overcome in six ways: by making peace, by fighting, by assassination, by building up superior arms and fortifications, by sowing dissension, and by seeking the help of others. So just as you are now placed in the height of adversity from the loss of your wife, so too you will be able to retrieve her with the help of someone in a similar condition. That person is the Monkey King Sugriva, who has been exiled by his brother Bali, the son of Indra. O Ram, you should make friends with Sugriva, who was begotten by Surya in the wife of Riksharaj, for he is also in need of a benefactor. He is now living along with four other monkeys on Rishyamukha Mountain, which is near Lake Pampa. First, you should go to Lake Pampa. It is a beautiful sight, abounding with exotic birds. These birds live without fear of human beings, for they have never been injured by them. You should feed these birds and the fish in Lake Pampa, and then meet the ascetic woman Shabari, who resides there. The entire area is beautified by ever-fresh flowers produced from the perspiration of the bodies of Matunga Rishi's disciples as they brought fruits, roots, and flowers from the forest. The great sage Matunga gave up his body at Lake Pampa long ago. Thereafter, the ascetic woman Shabari attended to his disciples. Although these rishis have also long since ascended to the higher worlds, Shabari still resides there, awaiting your audience before departing for Brahmaloka. And near Lake Pampa is the Rishyamukha Hill, where Sugriva lives in a large cave, always fearful of being attacked by Bali. You will find Sugriva is loyal, intelligent, generous, wise, brave, and powerful. You would do well to make an alliance with him, for he knows all about the Rakshasas. Sugriva's followers can wander over the earth until they find Sita. Saying this, Kabanda took permission from Lord Ram and ascended to heaven. Then, following Kabanda's directions, Ram and Lakshman set out. On the second day, they arrived at Lake Pampa, where they saw the ashram of Matanga Rishi. When Ram and Lakshman entered the hermitage, Shabari got up and greeted them with folded hands. Then, after touching the lotus feet of Ram and Lakshman, Shabari honored them with varieties of food and drink and water to wash their feet. And when Ram inquired about her spiritual practices, Shabari, who was a perfected soul, replied, "O Ram, just upon seeing you, I have indeed achieved the fruition of all my austerities. For when you came to Chitrakoot, all the rishis I was serving all went to heaven in celestial chariots. And before departing, they assured me that you would come here, and that after receiving you, I would also attain a heavenly destination." At Ram's request, Shabari took him and Lakshman on a guided tour of the beautiful area surrounding Lake Pampa. Afterwards, Shabari requested Ram's permission to cast off her mortal body so that she could rejoin the sages she had so faithfully served. Being very pleased with Shabari, Ram granted her desire. Thus, after building a fire, the old ascetic lady, dressed in black deerskin and tree bark, and wearing matted hair, leaped into the blazing flames. The next moment, Shabari rose up to heaven like a flash of lightning, adorned with celestial jewels and garlands. Having thus witnessed Shabari's spiritual prowess, Ram and Lakshman went to bathe in Lake Pampa, created from the waters of the seven seas, and thereafter, feeling enlivened and ever hopeful of finding Sita, Ram anxiously departed with Lakshman, eager to find Sugriva. Thus ends Ramayana Aranyakanda.